Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learned is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today. This guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living and direct you to a clear space of consciousness within, that clear field of energy that we are all born with. We are born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that we will ever need for life's journey. So with this thought in mind, I ask you now to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. As I read our Enlightenism prayerful, insightful meditation that speaks to the beingness that you are, that speaks to the understanding of who you are, that speaks to the self-reliance of who you are. So as you continue with your eyes closed very softly and breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner, I will read our insightful meditation from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always want to leave you with a thought. And this is a thought where we can do more embedding of enlightenism in how we show up. The Sufi poet Rumi says, out beyond the ideas of right doing and wrongdoing, there is a field, and I'll meet you there. What I know is that enlightenism is that field, out beyond right and wrong. There is an energy field that you were born into, where you are whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. I now give you author, philosopher, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for getting us started today with a great guided meditation.
You're welcome.
Yeah, some really great insights so that we can clear our minds, quiet our minds, so that we get in contact with ourselves.
Absolutely. You know,
we want to see what's happening in our lives today. What is really happening? Who are we aware of being?
Yes.
You know, what is that all about? where did this
person where are we living? Yeah, where are we living? Where are we speaking from? Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's your
where did the person come from that you are aware of being? Where did it come from? So that's what enlightenism is about. That's why this philosophy is in the world. It's taken us a while to get it out on the air and get it into books, but it's in books and it's on the air. So enlightenism is real.
Absolutely. It's real. And it works.
It's a word.
Yes.
It's a word.
It's real and it works.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Sister Carol.
And you're welcome. Thank you.
Folks, enlightenism is a new way to think and live. It's a paradigm shift in consciousness. It is where we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind. We focus on living in the present and not depending on others' beliefs to live in the present. We provide insights and a philosophy to live in the present moment. And you can learn more about it, what we're doing, by going to Amazon, get the book Enlightenism. But you can go to the blog. You can go to the blog right now, Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism Insights, and get a taste of what we are doing with our work, and how we're living in this moment with ourselves and with the greater power within. There is a power in you that I call the consciousness of truth. It is greater than all the powers that you can imagine. The consciousness of truth is where we understand how to acquire self, or I should say direct knowledge. Direct knowledge is knowledge that you acquire, and you're going to acquire this knowledge from the consciousness of truth. And this consciousness of truth is available to everyone. What is important about it, this philosophy, is understanding that the reason we struggle, the reason we live in pain, is because we have not discovered a way to let go of the beliefs and values responsible for the pain. That's where the pain is coming from, the awareness of being. Are you aware of being? And what is the source of your awareness? Where does it come from? Well, it comes from within you, the beliefs that you have within. We were talking yesterday on the air, on the broadcast on Sunday morning, and someone asked me about, you know, dealing with working in the mind. So you hear quite frequently people discuss working on the inside, not the outside. And then to understand that they lead you to believe that there is something inside that's not coming from outside. In other words, all of the things that we interpret must come from some information, some beliefs that we use to interpret the information. So when we say, who are you aware of being, and you answer the question, you need some type of criteria, some type of beliefs to define who you are. And when you understand for yourself and acquire the power for yourself, then you can understand that I am greater than the I that I created. If you are willing to stop tolerating the pain from societal definitions in your life, then it's important to first understand who created the pain. Its main thesis is to unravel misinterpretations about who is responsible for the pain and problems in your life. My goal is to first shine light on the distortions, preventing you from recognizing that you are the creator of your own pain. I do this by describing the process for creating pain and then presenting a formula for overcoming. That's a great quotation from the book Enlightenism. It's coming from page 14. And I am sharing insights with you from my work that led me to Enlightenism. Enlightenism, the colorless, faceless, and formless, unconditioned consciousness in you and me. You may have heard others refer to it as the spirit or greater power. Regardless of how it's described by others, if you want to know how it works, then you must discover it for yourself. I am defining it as the consciousness of truth. And when you stop accepting yourself based on race and color, gender, age, religion, and so forth, you will discover that you are naturally whole, perfect, and complete. In other words, you're nothing like the person you've been cultivating all of your life. In other words, folks, you're nothing like that person. You are someone greater than the person that you're aware of being. You're greater. And this greatness comes from faith within you, a place that you've cleared out all of the clutter, all of the misinformation about victimization, why you're living. Say, for example, you may think that you're poor. You may think that you're a victim of racism. You may think that you're superior. You may think that you have more than someone else. And then when you take on those beliefs about who you are, you take on the pain that's associated with the beliefs, because they were all beliefs that was passed from one generation to the next. And Enlightenism is breaking the cycle of generational distribution, you know. Beliefs from hundreds of years ago are now in our lives today as if they really mean something to us. I have a great blog for you to check out. It reads called Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. I'm sharing all this information with you because it's important to know what enlightenism is, how you find it, what is it about, why am I talking about it, what will it do for people that are in pain and suffering, what can enlightenism do to eradicate inner city violence? That's a good question. Unemployment, all of the other problems that are external to ourselves and to our mind. What enlightenism will do in all of those cases is focus on you, the individual, not the problems. It's not focusing on the problems that you believe in your life, but focusing on who you are aware of being and how you are interpreting things you call problems. Your interpretation determines whether it's a problem or not. And when you hear someone like me and others that are working in enlightenism say that you are the great power, then it seems impossible because now you're including everybody else into the problem. So it becomes one of societal problems, becomes one of racial problems, and people are separating themselves in the cities of the United States and sort of facing their problems in their neighborhoods. Stuck in tradition. Enlightenism is to move the mind outside of tradition so you're able to think clearly. Power of creation begins with imagination and visualization. We need both to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It is only when we decide to trust ourselves that we stop relying on dead people's beliefs to free us of their illusions. Many of us know more about those in the past than we know about ourselves. Society teaches us about the achievements of people we don't know and can never know. It's unfortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the darkness that binds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. It's from the blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. Powerful insights. I encourage you to read the blog, and while you're on the blog, pray, become a follower of the blog. You get regular updates. I'm sure all of you are following many different things on social media. And enlightenment is something I encourage you to follow because I know that you benefit from the information. Why not add enlightenment to your list of followers, both on the radio broadcast, the written broadcast on Google, the Google blog, and YouTube, Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenment Channel, Brother Malcolm Keller's channel on YouTube. You can become a follower of it. Why? Because I know that this philosophy works. I know that the beliefs that are created in enlightenment will definitely overcome your dependency on others. We're going to remove ourselves from thinking about dependency, relying on everyone else. And when you decide you have had enough pain and can't take anymore, your desires are telling you it's time to wake up from your nightmare. If you feel this way, you can do something about it. You can ask yourself, who am I aware of being? The answer to this question opens the mind to perceive other possibilities other than the ones you're using. Another quotation from the book, Enlightenment. We can use this book, as I said, on Wednesday, which was the last broadcast through the week. We do this broadcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we have Sunday freedom broadcast, spiritual freedom broadcast. The last week I was sharing references to the book Enlightenism. Use it as a workshop so that you can become an active participant in the discussion. and you can begin to ask me questions, but you first have to follow the broadcast. And then when you become a follower of the broadcast, then we can talk, and you can ask questions about enlightenment, about your own life, how things relate to it, and we can work together in understanding the book Enlightenment. So you can clearly understand when you decide you have had enough of this pain and you can't take it anymore, you can do something about it. Enlightenment provides the light for you to wake up from the nightmare of toxicity, to get your mind out of illusions, illusions about who you are, illusions about race and color, illusions about all of the other things that are impacting your life. I'm going to take a quick break, bring Sister Carolyn in for a couple of moments. I should return. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. I'm Brother Malcolm. You listen to the Powers of the Mind Hour, the Enlightenism Insight broadcast about how to create a powerful mind. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational toxic illusions with the powerful Enlightenism mind. Back to the book Enlightenism, which is available on Amazon. And I encourage you to get it and join me on this podcast so that we can engage in a workshop in understanding Enlightenism and what it means when I say visualization and imagination, the power. The desire to change your life is the first freedom in the Enlightenism formula. It is this desire that motivates you to begin your work to discover Enlightenism by creating your first visualization. The goal of your visualization is to free yourself from the pain you're unwilling to tolerate. To achieve this freedom, you must listen to and trust the solid intuitive ideas within you. When you do this, you can create a boundless flow of new ones and unleash the limitless power of Enlightenism in you. These new ideas contain within them the cleansing power to free your mind from the clutches of toxicity. One of the primary misinterpretations about how to change your life is believing that it takes too long and you don't have enough time or power. When the desire is strong enough and the commitment is firm, then you always have enough time and power. It's coming from page 43 of the book Enlightenism. Great excerpts from the book, powerful information. You have all the time you need. No matter where you are today, the one thing that's keeping you where you are is who are you aware of. It's your awareness of being what? Your awareness of being ill, your awareness of being a victim of illusions, particularly illusions of race and color in the society. Those are things that are very difficult to let go, to overcome, and for you to recognize that you didn't create the beliefs. The beliefs were created in what you call history, something in the past, something that you read about, and something that you read about in the past. You depended upon it, the information, to live in the present. You wanted to be knowledgeable about things that others had achieved in the past. You want to be knowledgeable about Shakespeare. You want to be knowledgeable about philosophy. You want to be knowledgeable about psychology, so forth and so on. Greek mythology. You want to be knowledgeable about things, African kingdoms around the world. Molly, Songhe. You want to know something about other things that you believe makes you feel better about yourself, gives you a better foundation to live in this world with the awareness of being that you have accepted from someone else who you are really not that person at all, not the person that you're aware of being. The person that you're aware of being was created with beliefs from someone else from a previous generation. And that's the person we're letting go of. We're letting go of the mindset that we created using someone else's beliefs and values. What is left? A clean mind. A cleansed mind of toxic beliefs and values. That's the ultimate desire, to get to the place where we can clear vision of who we are aware of being and understand the dichotomy between you, the form, you the person in the form, and the consciousness that's in the form. I call it the consciousness of truth. There is a relationship that you can establish with the consciousness of truth, but you have to let go of your other dependency on a relationship that is dependent on the illusions. Illusions of all that I talked about, race and color, gender, age, and all status and education. Those beliefs must be cleansed from your mind so that you enter into the consciousness whole, perfect, and complete. The blank mind, a blank toxic mind, a mind that is free of dependency on others. So then you can understand that the statements of give up all and follow me. It's not a man. It is the conscience within speaking to the man. The consciousness within speaking to the person that utters the words. And that's the relationship. And we will understand the relationship that we understand the power that we are born with and that we're not dependent on the past to live in the present. Thank all of you for listening. Sister Carol, thank you for bringing those wonderful insights and meditation. And I'll let you one more time. If you could close us out, have a great day, folks. She and I will be back on the air tomorrow, 12 p.m. Here's Sister Carol.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon, or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Long time coming, but I know.